2 days before President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration, and U.S. President Donald Trump has reportedly been keeping busy on his last days in office. White House sources say he is preparing to issue around 100 pardons. The expansive list is set to include white-collar criminals, high-profile rappers, but so far there are no strong indications that Mr. Trump plans to pardon himself or members of his family. In Washington, D.C., the FBI has been vetting members of the National Guard over fears of an insider attack. Around 25,000 National Guards have been deployed for Wednesday's inauguration. Security officials are taking no chances with military commanders on the lookout for any problems within the ranks. And Simon Marks joins us live from Washington, D.C. Simon, well, he's already issued two waves of pardons in the past month. Who else is said to be on Mr. Trump's latest list? And can he actually pardon himself?
Well, as he spends his second last day at the White House, Donald Trump and his advisers are poring over a list of 14,000 submissions that they have received for pardons and commutations from the President of the United States. We don't know exactly who the final roughly 100 or so people will be, but certainly there are all sorts of figures from President Trump's inner circle politically, from jailed corrupt business people, from, as you mentioned, at least one figure from the entertainment world that have been petitioning President Trump for commutation and or pardons. And it's also reported here that a number of attorneys close to President Trump have been charging some pretty inflated fees to those people seeking to get their pardon requests in front of the US president. There is precedent for this, though. All the president's recent predecessors in the White House have also engaged in substantial pardons as their terms in office come to a close. The real interest here, when that list is finally published, though, will be, are any of the names Trump on the list? Is the president preemptively going to try and pardon himself? Is he going to preemptively try and pardon members of his family who we know are in the crosshairs of investigators relating to the Trump business empire in New York and activities there? Also, of course, now relating to what took place here on the 6th of January, the insurrection at the Capitol. There's going to be heightened interest in that list whenever it is published.
Yeah, that list is going to be very interesting. I also want to turn to security there. There was a bit of a scare just moments ago. Reports of the Capitol being on lockdown during the inauguration rehearsal. What else can law enforcement do to make sure that, you know, there's not going to be another violent siege on Wednesday?
Look, this is a very, very nervous city, Liz, and absolutely there was a fire that took place at an encampment of homeless people that is within spitting distance of the US Capitol. The Capitol complex was immediately evacuated. The inauguration rehearsal that has been underway there was brought to a standstill. Even though the fire has now been brought under control, the Capitol building is still locked down, although officials say there was no connection between the fire and the inauguration rehearsal itself. But that just gives you a sense, coupled with the news that we got last night, that more than 21,500 National Guard troops now patrolling Washington, D.C., are to go through another round of security vetting amid concerns from the Army Secretary, who wants to make sure that no one in their midst poses any threat to the security of the inauguration, that we're in absolutely uncharted waters here. The inauguration is supposed to be, traditionally serves, as a celebration of American democracy, marking the hallmark of the American Constitution, the peaceful transfer of power. That is not what this inauguration is going to be all about at all.
All right, thanks very much for that. Simon Marks there, live in Washington, D.C.